It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, my name is Warren Wilby, and I'm an ISV architect evangelist. I work with Microsoft, and I get to play with a lot of technologies, but some of my favorite ones to play with are the Dynamics technologies at Microsoft. I'm here today with a bunch of my friends from MaxQ. Hey guys, wave hi. See, this is an action film. And we're here at an incubation week, a accelerator lab, really. And you guys have had your first exposure to Dynamics AX this week, right?
Yes, that's right.
So when you walked in the door, what did you know about Dynamics AX?
Just
Dynamics AX? Well, it's two letters, so yeah, one would hope.
So good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Jay Manley, and I'm a Dynamics architect, and I get the pleasure of working with a lot of our ISV community. And you guys have been here for a few days now, and you've been working with Dynamics AX. What level of knowledge do you guys felt that you came in this week with?
I know I came in with such a minimal level of knowledge of the AX development environment, I'd almost say zero.
What I like the most is that we learned enough about the architecture to actually integrate with it and come out with a proof of concept, and I have confidence that we can open up the accounting systems that we actually integrate to just because of this week.
Well, what we brought and what we thought we'd need to do in an entire week was to take a piece of one of our applications and build a proof of concept, which included a couple forms and a major process that integrated with the Dynamic AX ERP. And here it is Thursday, a day early, and we've completed our proof of concept, and we're extending that beyond what we thought we would accomplish in the week here.
It was nice to have some on-hands help, you know, kind of guiding you and directing you to answer questions. So, not at the same period of time, probably not.
Yeah, there were some things that just required a little bit of question asking so that we can get a better idea of what needs to be done to facilitate our integration, for example.
Well, it certainly makes your development cycle, as I alluded to in a previous conversation with you. One of the things that I do is I sit down with specifications and do a best guess estimate of the total hours. And I can go back now and I can say, okay, old world, 10 steps, do them in this order, boom, this much time. And in the AX environment, I got X number of steps that I can totally and completely eliminate. It's like, just do this, just do step one, steps two, three, and four are done for me. So, that's a big plus, and it's got to be less time to, you're certainly getting to the meaty potatoes instead of working with a lot of mundane tasks such as lookups.
From the person making the investment, from a resource perspective, I would say that if you're just starting out and you need to evaluate this technology, this incubation lab is, again, I used the word valuable before, I'll say it again, invaluable in that we're able to get to the resources from a development perspective, from a Microsoft resource perspective, when we needed them, whenever we hit a stumbling block, which is to say, if we had to do this without them and without this week, we could go on for months and not get a true evaluation of what it's going to take to get involved in Dynamics AX.